So, because you have bare feet and open palms, and maybe you're wearing white, it indicates, these are just images to indicate that you've entered a sacred space. And the sacred space is also an image. And the word sacred is also, in a way, a pointer towards the space that we always inhabit, but we forget how sacred it is. In this space, we can surrender our experience moment by moment more easily because we know that that is the destiny of experience to be to be surrendered. It's the destiny, the purpose of everything that is experienced to be offered. But when we're outside the sacred space, meaning when we forget this, which we do, each one of us, and so be it. It seems to be very much a condition of the human experience that we forget. When we forget, we keep our experience, we hold our experience, we wrestle with our experience. We suffer, but not all the way. We resist our suffering, which is really the epitome of suffering. In the shrine, in the sacred space, when we remember that all experience is surrendered, is returned to God, so to speak. When there is suffering, we remember not to resist it. We remember that it is holy, 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 holy. I can't say the two words. It is completely holy. Is that how I pronounce it? I don't think so. You know what I mean. That the suffering that you experience free of resistance because you know it belongs to presence. That suffering is sacred. I guess I think I've been listening this week to the Christian tradition, and yesterday is the day that Christ suffered. So I've been thinking about it and how Christ, when he was on the cross, said, "Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" In that moment, Christ was suffering, and possibly at that moment, had forgotten what I'm pointing to right now. Maybe he felt lost. He was human. But he just surrendered. He just allowed himself to forget as well and called out to his father, and then must have remembered. And in the remembering, he could suffer completely free of resistance. Something like that, but I'm not pretending. I don't want to sound like I know how all this works, because I don't really. I just have a feeling for it, and I know you do too. So feeling your experience, welcoming your experience right now. And if there is suffering, and by that I mean it could be just a very low-key suffering in the sense of resisting, of wanting things to be different, or it could be more intense. There might be a strong feeling, a sadness, that feeling in the flesh that we call suffering, grieving, missing a loved one. Separation from a loved one, whatever. Whatever may be here for you, and once you sort of feel it, stay more with the sensation, with the rawness of it. With the bodily aspect of it, not so much the story. And don't do anything. Be on your cross. You have nowhere to go on the cross. You're nailed to this moment. Married to your suffering. And perhaps to begin with, you forget the sacredness of it, and you're lost. So you call out into the surrounding blessed space. You call out for help. In that moment, you are lost. And in the next moment, you are found. You let go. You say yes to what is. Completely. It has to be complete. And maybe then you get a glimpse of something we could call peace, openness, grace, divine, whatever name surfaces for you. The absolute, and the next moment you may be lost again. But at some point we become familiar with the with the innocence of this movement of getting lost and found. We become familiar with what happens after I get lost. Oh yes, I remember. I call out, I pray, I offer my palms, I take my shoes off, I enter the sacred space. And then in the midst of the suffering, it becomes more possible. Something like that. Just recognizing right this moment that each one of us in this gathering suffers one way or the other. And at the heart of their suffering, of our suffering, each one of us, we find the heart somehow, and it's shared. And I don't really understand, or I can't really say it in rational terms, but may make suffering, the place of suffering, more inviting. Let's feel our bodies now. Let's move into our bodies. Just feel your body, where it sits, how it sits on the ground. Feel your pelvis, your legs. Feel your arms and your hands, where your hands touch what they touch. Just say hi to your body. Make sure it's comfortable. Feel your breath, touch of the air through your nostrils. Movement of the belly with the in-breath. No reason to, we're not looking for anything. It's like we're taking a walk in a landscape called my body, discovering it fresh. Feel your shoulders, big boulders, right? Just feel your shoulders, the right shoulder. High shoulder, left shoulder. No judging, even if, well, if there is judging, then recognize the judgment, the labeling, the comparing, the I wish it were more this or less that. But then just move back to the raw experience. Just a raw experience, shoulders. See that it's a sensation that moves, even if it doesn't move very much. It may move very slowly, maybe seem not to move, but see that it is a sensation for sure. And that you can completely allow it. It's you don't live in that sensation called shoulders. It lives in you. Let it be. Let it be. Let it radiate in you. You're the welcoming presence. The same presence that welcomes the sound of Ellen's voice, which you have no problem letting be. Just notice this voice arises and it dissolves, and you don't pull it in or push it away. It's just arising, dissolving. Feel the same with the bodily sensations. Try. I know it's harder because some of these sensations, we're very stuck to. So if there is a sensation you're stuck to, just really recognize, I don't live in or as this feeling, it lives in me. It can take space, it is welcome. Feel your face. Feel the sensations of your face, of your forehead, your eyes. There's a lot of density and tension there, I know. Same with the shoulders. That's why I pick those places. Because they're hard to welcome. Even feeling them evokes resistance. And yet, try to welcome the sensations of your face, whispering, hello face, hello sensation of the eyes, of the nose, of the mouth, of the jaw, hello sensation of tension in the jaw. That's it, just hello, and then you can move away. You don't have to hope that something happens. See if you can feel the sensation we call weight. So the way to do that is to go where your body rests on the ground or on the chair, and notice if there's a resistance there. If you're holding yourself as the body and resisting releasing into the support of the chair, that would be the feeling of being weighted, of being dense. See if you can relax the weight, pour it into the support of the chair. Your legs, your hips, your arms, your pelvis, as if they were resting on a cushion, a very soft, fluffy cushion, which itself is floating in openness. This is not necessarily easy, but yet so nice if you're able to surrender the weight of the body. I don't have weight. I am the weightlessness. And this body can float in me. Just be open. Letting go of your arms, they can float, your hands, your fingers. The body more like a cloud. I know it isn't easy. I know that as I speak, you're feeling layers of, maybe, shall we call it suffering, even though it's not necessarily big suffering, just unpleasantness, resistance. I know you are, because I just know. Is it possible to just allow that? Completely. More. As if you were placing your whole suffering body on the altar. You're completely offering. You have no more agenda with it. You say, God, take this body of mine. This suffering body of mine. See what God does with it. God might do something very nice with it. Comb it out. Shake it out. Empty it of its density. Kiss it everywhere, every millimeter of the body kissed by God. Maybe God is blowing on your body, so that the skin of your body is caressed and soothed and can relax, and the pores of your skin can open. Maybe God is warming the support of your cushion and chair, making it really soft. So there can be a feeling of floating. And maybe, I mean, my imagination, and maybe yours too. Why don't you let your imagination see what God, and if you don't like the word God, just replace it by goddess, for example. By the invisible hand. Feel this invisible hand of God is moving the body. So the body is moving you, and there's no right, no wrong, no idea, just allowing the body to be moved. Your head, your shoulders, your spine, your hips. No right, no wrong. Let the arms move away from your lap into the air, into the space. They're lifted by the little angels. So there's nothing to do. Just let your body be taken over by the angels. The angels know what the body likes and how the body might be helped to feel its innocence and its playfulness, its rich textures. The angels know how to connect the body with the space all around. They know how to invite more sensuality, more tactility. Trusting, let the body move, taste, be tasted. Now slowly let the body come back to stillness. Everybody's folding the body back to stillness, the little angels, slowly. They're folding the body back except not folding, because that would be too limiting. They're just hanging the body back into presence. The arms, let them go. The torso, it's aligned. It knows how to be aligned by the angels. So let the angels do the job of aligning the spine, and two little angels taking your head and placing it exactly as it should be, perched on top of your spine. Let the angels scan your bodily experience and find a place where there's tension. And then let them do what they might do to help. Just to help, maybe a caress. Yeah, no more angels for now. They've gone away. Just the raw feeling of the body. You have no image, no memory, no concept. Just the feeling of the body, and then the feeling of me, of I. Let the feeling of me be borderless. The feeling of the body be borderless. Why not? See if you can feel a borderless body. Now slowly again, torso, body's moving, torso is turning towards the left side, very, very slow. You're not doing it, the angels again. Resting your hands wherever they want to rest, one on top of the other. Push the top of the head to the ceiling with that help. And then stop pushing the top of the head to the ceiling. Just let the torso free float. Empty the weight in all directions. And now the torso is floating to the right side, and don't do it, rather taste it, very slow. Taste all the layers. Yes, where do the hands land and how, temperature, texture, every moment. Sipping every moment. Top of the head, pushing a little bit towards the ceiling. And then don't push, just feel the whole torso like a cloud. Feel your legs hanging down into the earth. Feel I am the borderlessness in which this body, like a wave, ripples. And if there's suffering, I'm placing the suffering on the altar. Now the torso comes back to the center. Don't do it. Let it happen. Is the breath allowed? Free. Forearms lifting off your lap, hanging your hands down, fingertips. Feel them falling to the floor like drops of oil, almost falling to the floor. Your fingertips. And now slowly the shoulders are floating up towards the ears. Don't do it. Taste it. When you taste it, it means you know that it's appearing in you as a ripple. And now the ripple is moving in the opposite direction, the shoulders dissolving back down. Welcome that moment that's a little bit jerky, tense. No psychology. It's like a river. All the way dropping the shoulders more. Make sure your legs are hanging down into the earth, your breath is free. Now we make circles with the shoulders, slowly though, slowly. Don't make them too big. Don't make them at all, let them happen. Lubricating the shoulders, slowly. Don't bypass anything. Say yes to those little moments of ouch or of no, I don't like this. Just really be there. Be with everything. Now make them bigger. Let them be bigger. Let your elbows move out into the space right and left. You're tracing circles with your elbows. Breath is free, big circles. And still you are with what is. Yes, and now let the arms come back completely. They go back to the invisible presence, they disappear. Breath is free. Sometimes the breath wants to deepen with these movements. Now we do neck rolls, slowly, head and neck, but it's not the head and neck, it's just a ripple. Not too big so that you don't invite the mover. Are you living in the sensation of that ripple, or are you the space in which the ripple ripples? And I make it smoother with the help of the angels. Meaning, can you purify the movement of the mover, and that immediately smooths the movement. And now the other way. The moment of suffering, always welcome completely. It's the Christ moment. And then the head comes back. You don't do it. Let it come back like a horse back to its stable. Don't live in it. Let it come back in you. Now just the right hand floating into the space in front, slowly. Let it be lifted by a cushion of air. Long arm on the horizontal plane, long fingers. You don't have a visual for your right arm. You have no idea where it ends. Let it be very long. It touches the, goes through the screen, touches the wall. Fingertips to the wall in front, drop your right shoulder, drop your left shoulder. Now slowly the hand comes back, caressing the space. No reason to do this, just to touch and be touched. Touch the sensation and be touched by the sensation of the right arm. Completely dissolve. Fingertips feel where they touch, what they touch, the texture, the possibility of a shard of glass under the fingertips. Very alive, the fingertips. And then you can feel your right shoulder dropping down through the right arm, through the fingertips, into the earth. And now it's the left arm that floats up. Very slow, it's weightless. Long, long fingers on the left side, caressing, touching, gliding. Breath is free. Don't remember your arm. You've never seen an arm. It's just a raw sensation. You don't know how long the sensation is, what shape it has. But I'm telling you that it's long. It's alive. Dropping the left shoulder into your left hip. Drop your right shoulder into your right hip. Yes. Open the elbow, open the wrists. Say yes to the discomfort in the shoulder. It's just a burning. Burn a fire there. Let it radiate. And now slowly it comes down the left arm. Don't do it. It's a sensation, not a mechanical action. It's alive. Alive. Yes, and then the arm completely releases. Where do things go when they dissolve? Now both arms falling up, all the way up to the ceiling this time, weightless. Chin coming down a little bit. Just a little bit. So you lengthen the back of the neck, palms facing each other. Long inhale, long exhale. Ball of energy between the palms of the hands. Burning fires in the shoulders, let them radiate. Fingertips to the ceiling, you're pushing the ceiling. Yes, and now opening the arms right and left. Big wings. You're the open space, completely welcoming this radiation, this opening. And at the same time, you are the opening. Open arms, palms facing out. Now turn your palms to face the ceiling. Gather your arms, fold your arms, fingertips towards the shoulders. So you're folding your arms so that your fingertips rest on your shoulders. And now, as you drop your elbows, you bring them forward. So you're just bringing your forearms forward, letting your elbows drop towards your torso, your fingertips still hovering at your shoulders. Breath is free. And now feel two lotus flowers in the palms of your hands. And you just gently let your palms move into the space in front. Offering the lotus flowers to the space. Hover there for a bit, let the flowers float away. And again, the arms dissolve. Slow. Bring your hands together at your solar plexus, at your heart in prayer position. Feeling this posture for no reason. Feeling your thumbs against your chest. Touch of your palms. breath. Feel your whole body. And again, the hands dissolving back down slowly. Feeling the coming and the going of the breath. Feel the breath in your tummy area. Make sure that it's allowed to move free and that the tummy is allowed to move with the breath. Undefended breath in the belly area. If you want, you can put your hands on your belly just to say hello with your hands, and it's like a message of kindness. And then you just let the breath move freely without feeling you have to do anything different in the belly. Letting the belly inflate like a buoy, not just in the front, but in the sides, in the back. In fact, put your right hand is on the front of your tummy, and just place the back of your left hand on your lower back. And then just letting the breath caress your experience there. Don't change anything. Don't do it. Listen to it. And then take both hands and place them a little bit higher on your rib cage in the front, a little bit to the sides. And then listening to the breath in this area. Your hands saying hello, all is well, all is safe. Try not to let the mind sort of get in there and try to do something. Figure something out. There's nothing to figure out. The mind isn't really necessary here. It's just the raw sensation. Whatever is found there is allowed, is welcomed. And the invitation is for spaciousness and freedom of breath, front, sides, and back. And then you can gather your hands a little further up towards the clavicular area and just lay them there on the top of your lungs and touching your neck. And feel this is not a cold touch, it's a loving touch. How could it not be? And again, listening to the breath. Waking up the breath in that area. And and all the sensations that live there, tender, vulnerable sensations. Let your hands come back to your lap. And we're going to do a three-part in-breath, stopping at every part. So we'll inhale bottom, inhale middle, inhale top, and then one long, smooth exhale. So a three-part in-breath and just one long exhale. And we'll do it in our own timing. Try to keep the quality of kindness and effortlessness as you do this breath. So when you're ready, after a breath in and out, breathe in, 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 long exhale. And again in your own time, long, smooth in-breath, out-breath. At the top of the in-breath, you can allow for a pause. Keep going. Smooth, equal density for the out-breath from top to bottom. The exhale is a dissolving of whatever would like to be dissolved. The in-breath is an enlivening, bringing prana, bringing spirit into the body. Yes, after the next out-breath, you let the breath be natural. Do anything, just letting things be, letting things surface. The place of the shrine is pure kindness. It doesn't know judgment, it doesn't know comparison, evaluation. It doesn't know the past or the future. In the shrine, it's just pure kindness, pure yes saying to the moment. And when sometimes we can feel that almost on a tactile level, like a vibration of kindness. Now we're going to do another breath exercise, Kapalabhati, which I know a lot of you know, but I'll just explain it briefly for those who are new to it. And if it doesn't land well for you, doesn't feel right, you don't have to do it. You can just stay with your natural breathing. So Kapalabhati is a breath where we exhale actively and the in-breath is passive. It's a quick and swift breath, and it's done with your mouth shut, but I'm gonna demonstrate it with my mouth open so you can see what it sort of looks and feels like. Not looks, because your eyes are closed, you don't need to open them. But it would sound like this. Ha, 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 ha. A bit like you were laughing out loud. And as you make the ha sound, your belly is coming in a little bit. The in-breath, as I said, is completely passive, but we do it through the nose, so with a closed mouth. So it's like this. And the invitation is not to accumulate tension, which you might do. So if you do accumulate tension in the jaw and the shoulders and the wherever, you stop immediately and you just take a nice long in-breath and out-breath and reconnect with a kindness, with a welcoming, and then you can join in again. And the last thing I'll say is that if the rhythm that I adopt is too rapid, you can find your own rhythm. You can do one breath for two of my breaths. So here we go. When you're ready, after a natural in-breath and out-breath. Long inhale, hold a little bit at the top. Long exhale. Breath is natural. Surrender the body completely to the openness. We do it again when you're ready. Open palms, bare feet, open heart. We do it one more time when you're ready. Don't do anything, just abiding together for a few minutes, sharing the vibration. Thank you, everyone. Feel free to unmute yourselves to say bye. Thank you very much for coming this morning. Thank you to newcomers.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Hilka. Happy Easter to
everyone. Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Perfect time.
Be back. Bye-bye. This one, hi there, nice to see you. We don't know you, but nice to see you both. Matthews, what are your names?
Mateusz and Magda.
Yep.
Mati and Maja, nice to have you with us. And Bernadette. Anyway, I think Friday morning, it will be in 2 weeks again, I think. I don't know, I don't remember my schedule. But see you soon and take good care.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.